This guy had just parked right next to my car and I could hardly get in. Man, that idiot guy over there. I can't believe it. So I have to crawl in from Anna's side. And so right when I said idiot, I heard this guy's little beeper go beep beep and his lights flashed. I thought, This guy came, hey, I'm so sorry. Let me move my car. That's okay. You know, without you knowing it, isn't that right? You just sow a seed that has injury in it just that fast.
Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship. It's happened to all of us. A word said in haste that cannot be taken back and a relationship is broken. But it works the other way too. Words can bring healing and life, comfort and hope. The words we speak are like seeds. What you plant is what you will harvest. Here is Pastor Wayne with a message simply entitled Seeds.
There's three kinds of seeds that you can sow. And the first, if you look in your notes, it actually tells us the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, a small seed, which means in our words, in our actions, we have either life or death, and you can sow bad seeds. In fact, would you write down number one, bad seed? These are seeds that hold injury. Within that seed of a word or an action or a look, it holds injury. Let's read together what it says in Proverbs 18:21 out loud. Would you go? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. What's in the power of the tongue? What is it? And, yeah, you choose. Circle, death and life. Which one are you going to use? There's two sources where we deliver either life or death. And in the bad seed, there's going to be two sources. The first source of this kind of seed, bad seed, is us. Us, you and me. I mean, when we are at enmity with one another, when we have personality conflicts, when we bear offenses, we start to give bad seed with a word. And it comes to premature conclusions. Somebody at work wants to take a day off to be with his wife. And we look at each other and say, man, he's lazy. That's why, just lazy. And we sow a seed that can injure. My wife comes home. Where you been, honey? Macy's, you're spending all my money again. A seed. She sees someone with a new car. Who does he think he is? And we sow that. Without really realizing it, we just sow it. But we can be at enmity with one another, and watch when that happens, we just start sowing bad seed that contains injury. Let's read what it says in Matthew 13. Happens right among us. Go. Sir, the field where you planted that good seed is full of weeds. An enemy has done it, the farmer exclaimed. Yeah, we can be enemies with one another and sow weeds. We all do it. Some of us will sow bad seed today. Right when we leave the service, we're going to sow bad seed. We'll go out to the curbside and say, man, this place is so crowded. Can't stand this. My car. My wife and I were going to our car, and this guy had just parked right next to my car, and I could hardly get in. I had to think, I went to Anna's side and said, man, that idiot guy over there, I can't believe it. So I have to crawl in from Anna's side. And so right when I said idiot, I heard this guy's little beeper go beep beep and his lights flashed. I thought, he's really close. And then this guy came, hey, I'm so sorry. Let me move my car. That's okay. You know, without you knowing it, isn't that right? You just sow a seed that has injury in it. Just that fast. And we are all, hey, I tell you what, here it is. When I ask this next question, everybody raise your hand, okay? Everybody got it? All right, just try it, practice. Okay, all right, put your hands down. How many of you are guilty of sowing bad seed? Good, all right, good, yeah, that's true. See, I just saved a bunch of you from lying, so I just had to practice it. We're all accountable for that. I do it, we do it, and we do it just inadvertently. But remember, when you do that, it comes back at you. So be careful. Story is told of this guy, he was pulled over by the police, and he and his wife, and kind of an elderly couple, and they pull him over, and And then the policeman walks up and says, I clocked you at 80 miles an hour on my radar. And the guy goes, no way, I got cruise control. I set it at 55. You better check your radar. And the wife says, Harry, you don't have cruise control. He says, shut up, shut up. So the policeman has to write out a ticket. And he said, by the way, sir, your seatbelt isn't on. And that's an automatic $90 fine. The guy goes, hey, I had it on. When you stopped me, I had to take it off to get my license out to show you. His wife says, Harry, you never wear your seatbelts. Shut up. Two tickets being written out. And by the way, sir, your taillight is out. Oh, it's out? I didn't know that. Harry, I told you that last week. Would you shut up? What's the matter with you? The policeman gives him three tickets and said, excuse me, ma'am, by the way, is he always this rude to you? She said, no, officer, just when he's been drinking. It'll come back to you. But we all sow bad seed, and just sometimes, not really intentionally, I gotta show you this. I have an iPhone. You know, I love gadgets. And talking about just sowing bad things and you're not intentional. I've got this little text messaging thing. And this iPhone is it's a great contraption. But there's one thing that's not good on this is that it has a bad spell checker. Because I will print something on this text and send it, and when you hit space, you know, after you're done with the word and you hit space, it spell checks it and it tries to think for you what you were trying to say, and it just re-spells it for you. So I was typing this thing to a pastor because he was asking about the practicum that we do, and I said, I want you to partner with me in this special event. And the word special, instead of C, I had an X there because it's right next to, you know, the C and the X are right next to each other. So I misspelled it, and I just kept going. I put space, and then as I... Have you ever sent something and you think, oh, no? Well, it went from special to sexual. So just because I had an X instead of special with an X, it thought it's supposed to have been sexual. So I said, I want you to partner with me in this sexual event. And when you hit send, you're looking at it and go, no! Excuse me, I didn't mean that. But you know, we all make mistakes like that. And sometimes it's not intentional, but we sow bad seed. So one of the people, the culprits, is us. But there's also another culprit, and that's the enemy of our souls. Even here in the church, let's read what Job 1:6 says together. Go. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Watch this. And Satan also came. Did you know that he finds his way in? And sometimes when we sow bad seed, he's the one that wants to use that, and he monopolizes on it to destroy a marriage, to destroy a family, to destroy friendships. A little seed. What'd you go there for? Spending my money again? What'd you say that for? Oh, I didn't mean it. Oh, sure you did. And seeds are planted that grow up to be huge offenses. Here's one thing that's the most dangerous, I think, about sowing bad seed. Because all of us do it. We just need to curb that habit. But one of the dangerous things about sowing bad seed is that it's a habit forming and addictive. Because once you start doing it, it's like, this is the thing to do. And it's like a painkiller that you take. You see, when you have pain, you take a painkiller to bring you back to normal. But if you keep taking the pain pills, after a while, your normalcy is pain pills. That's normal, when that's not normal at all. It actually changes your default system, and now you have to take these pain pills because it's addictive just to stay normal, and taking the pain pills is now normal. When it was pain that you were trying to go from to normalcy, now you have to take it just to stay normal, and so your default has changed. And what happens is with bad seed, after a while, it's like, this is normal. Everybody needs to hear what I have to say and my opinion about it. And the way I see things is the right way to see it. It's just how it is. And that's why you see like old people, some of them, not everybody, every one of them, I was going to say us, not all of us are, not all of them are cranky, but there's some old people that are cranky and cratchety. And I remember one day saying to my wife, honey, we ain't going to be cranky old people. No. No, we just can't. Because what happened was somewhere along the way, we started to sow bad seed in our opinions about people, and nobody stepped in to correct us, or if they did, we chopped their heads off. So now we're older and we're cranky and we're opinionated. Somewhere along the line, we have to break that habit. You know, the bad thing about sowing bad seed is that it affects other people. You know, you can sow a bad seed, and then you realize later, oh, okay, well, it wasn't that big of a deal. It's all right. Now, you might survive that, but your wife may not. You yell at kids, you stupid kid, and after a while, say, okay, he's not that stupid. Now, you survive that, but they still hold that seed in their bosom, in their heart. You might survive it, but they may not, and you'll never know. And they'll grow funny. And you'll think, that wasn't that big of a deal. It was a seed. Wasn't that big of a deal because it was a seed and it wasn't that big. But seeds grow up. Matches can destroy a forest. That's what happened in the book of Mark. It was at a time when Jesus' disciples went to a town called Bethany. And they went to a house of a man named Simon. Now, not Simon Peter, but another Simon. And a lady with an alabaster vial that was worth about 100 days' wages. And so you figure if they were getting $100 a day or whatever, that's like $10,000 worth of perfume. And in fact, some versions, I think, says 300. So it's like a year's salary. Well, she broke that and poured it on Jesus. The disciples got together and said, what a waste. What a waste. He could have taken that money, sold that perfume, and given the money to the poor. What a waste. And so they were grumbling about how Jesus stewarded money. Now, Jesus then speaks to them and says, well, wait a minute. What she just did will be spoken of her for the longest time, because she understands that I'm about to go to the cross, and it's like she's preparing my body for the burial. She knows more than what you think she knows. Well, the disciples, okay, oh, it was a worse heart. You know, they survived it. One person didn't. You know what his name was? Judas Iscariot. You see, when you grumble and we sow bad seeds, you might survive, but some may not, and you won't know who that person is. Would you write in your next bullet, some may never survive. Some may never survive. And let's read what it says here in Mark 14, 4 and 10. Read it with me, go. But some were indignantly remarking to one another, why has this perfume been wasted? Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went off to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. You see, they were grumbling about his inability, Jesus' inability to steward money, as they thought. When the Lord corrected them, 11 survived, one didn't. And he went out to betray him. Sometimes when I'm sowing bad seeds, I think, it's not that big of a deal. I might survive, but someone else may not. It's habit forming, and it affects other people. Seeds, we all throw them, but there are certain ones we need to not throw. Bad seed. Let me give you a little better one, tell you about a better seed. Would you write down seeds that give hope? Seeds that give hope to people. Let's read what Proverbs 12, 25 says together. Go. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good Word makes it glad. Would you circle the word word? Doesn't say a good sermon. Doesn't say a good treatise. Doesn't say a good lecture or seminar. It says anxiety weighs a man's heart down, but a good what?
Word.
Yeah, see, that's a seed filled with hope. A good word makes it glad. A father that just says to his little son, you can do it. You're a great, inside of you is a great athlete. And with a seed planted, then you see one day, you see that child grow to become all that he can be. You'll see someone say, put their hand on their son or their daughter and say, honey, you can do it. There's potential in you. You can do it. And one day the whole family rejoices when they see this person graduate, when they see them achieve. There's better seeds and seeds that give hope. Now sow those generously. Just go to someone, just give them a seed of hope to say thank you. That's where the blessings of the Old Testament come. The blessings of the Old Testament, when Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, when they would actually bless their children and people would fight for the blessings. They would come and say, would you bless me? Would you bless me? And they would put their hands on these sons and daughters and bless them. Oh, they would fight for the blessing. And what is that? Just giving them hope. That's all. You would detail to them what a bright future they will have. We can do that with all the kids around here at New Hope. To just stop, just for a second, and you see some kid doing good, tell them what you see. And let's start spreading seeds of hope. Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
Let's be people who give hope, because that's actually the name of the church, New Hope. Give them that. I just say it this way. Around everybody's neck is a big old sign that says, please help me feel valuable today. Please help me to feel valuable today. Something. Give somebody value. Oh, it doesn't mean you blink at sin. You say, well, it's no big deal. I can do it. No. You still deal with sin, but you have to learn when to draw lines and when to build bridges. Because you got to learn to draw lines and you must learn to build bridges. And we need to ask God for the wisdom so that we will not build a bridge when we should have drawn a line, or we don't want to draw a line where we should have built a bridge. We need that wisdom. But it begins with just sowing seeds of hope, breaking that bad habit of sowing bad seeds that are filled with injury, to begin sowing freely seeds of hope. But here's the best. The best seeds of all, would you write down number 3? These are seeds of eternal life. Seeds that hold eternity in them. Not just hope for encouragement, eternal life. And there's only one group of people that can do that, and you're right here in this place. The people of God have been given what nobody else has been given. You've been given a package, as it were, of seeds that contain eternal life. The message of the gospel to share with people, to plant a seed in their life, whether it be by flinging it out over radio and television or to plant it in somebody's life. So write down seeds of eternal life. We've all felt that when we've heard God speak to us. We just feel that our heart just starts to yearn for that. It burns within us. There were two on the road to Emmaus, the Bible is talking about, and Jesus joins these two, and he starts talking to them. And let's read what it says here. Would you read it with me? Go. And they said to one another, were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures to us? You see, when there's an eternal seed there that goes into your heart, you know it. You know it. Each one of us is here because someone planted a seed in your heart that contained eternal life. Isn't that right? Maybe over a conversation, over a lunch, or you sat and heard a speaker, but a seed took root and eternal life resulted. I received forgiveness and new beginnings. I remember when I was going to Mount Hood Community College, and I was straight out of rock and roll. And I was going into business and jazz music, and that's what this community college was famous for. They had a jazz program, and they had this great business math program. I wanted to buy and sell corporations, and I thought that'll make me big bucks. And so I was going for that. When someone planted a seed and said, "Hey, Wayne, there's a concert coming sponsored by Campus Crusade for Christ. This has got some pretty good singers. Why don't you come?" Just a seed. And I thought, "Oh, I don't want that Christian stuff." He said, "Listen, don't worry about the Christian stuff. Just come. You might enjoy it." Okay. And I went there, and some songs that they sang and someone spoke planted a seed. Changed my whole forever. Seeds that contain eternal life. In the book of Mark, chapter 4, it says there's a story of a parable of sower and seed. A sower went out to sow, and he sowed seed. Now, some fell on hard ground or a pathway. Some other seed fell on shallow ground, rocky soil, some weedy soil, and some good soil. Now, these didn't do well, three first seeds. But one of the ones that he sowed took root. And if you think about it, one out of four, that's only 25% return. See, that's not very good return. Yeah, maybe so. But there'd be 0% return if no seeds were sown at all. Then the one seed that did take, it bore fruit 30, 60, 100-fold. 30-fold minimum return. You know what that is? 3,000% return. So even though four seeds were sown and only one took root, its return was 3,000%. God's going to ask us to sow what I call the fourth seed. You don't know what seed's going to take root, but you got to sow four if one is going to take root. It's the law of averages, I guess. I was up in Oregon, and this pastor got up, and I was going to do a leadership thing, and he was supposed to introduce me. He got up behind the podium, and he said, "You know, we're going to introduce Wayne. He's going to do some leadership teaching for us. I just need to tell you something. When I was in," this guy's about 50 years old, he says, "when I was in high school, Wayne came and did an assembly. He played some stupid songs on his guitar and did some funny stuff. And then he invited us to a Youth for Christ meeting. And because I thought he was pretty funny, I went to the meeting. And that's when I gave my life to Christ, and I'm a pastor today because that man planted a seed when I was in high school, in a high school assembly." I looked at that and I thought, man, I didn't know that. See, you just sow seed. You don't know which one is the fourth seed. But if you sow it, it'll take root. And it'll bear fruit 30, 60, 100-fold. I want to encourage you this week, just with the law of averages, to sow some seed. I want to give you an opportunity to sow seeds. And one out of four seeds that you're going to sow will take root. You don't know which one of those are, but there's going to be a fourth seed in here somewhere. We're going to, as you leave today, we're going to give you a pack of four of these invitation cards. And because next week the title of the message is called Choice, this little thing says, some doors unlock with a key, but one door opens with a choice. When you go out, we've actually packaged them in four. And you take a group of four seeds, as it were, because you don't know which one of these will be the fourth seed. You'll have four, but I don't know which one's the fourth seed. But as we sow the seed, God will take care of the rest. Remember, even though it just may be a 25% chance of return, if we don't sow at all, it's zero chance of return. But if you'll sow four, one of them will be the fourth seed, and minimum 3,000%. That's what it's all about. So you sow a seed, and that just might be the fourth seed. And then person comes to service. And then there's going to be a hand that's raised. Let's all be sowers of the seed this week. And let's go ahead and throw seed, because in it is life. Shall we do that this week? Shall we be sowers of seeds?
You have just heard a message entitled Seeds by Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship. Thank you for listening. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.